There once was a farm near a deep lake. In a clump of flowering bushes near the water's edge, a lady duck sat on her nest. Now all her eggs had hatched, except for one very large egg. Friends said she should abandon the nest, that a turkey must have somehow gotten into the nest and laid the big egg. She should be out in the water, they said, teaching her ducklings how to swim. She was about to agree when all of a sudden she heard a tap, and then a tap-tap, and then a crack, and out came an ugly duckling with feathers all stubby and brown. And the other birds in so many words said, quack, get out of town. Quack, get out, quack, quack, get out, quack, quack, get out of town. And he went with a quack and a waddle and a quack in a flurry of water down. That poor little ugly duckling went wandering far and near, and at every place they said to his face, now quick, get out of here. Quick, get out, quick, quick, get out, quick, quick, get out of here. And he went with a quack and a waddle and a quack and a very unhappy tear. Himself away, ashamed to show his face, afraid of what others might say. All through the winter in his lonely clump of weed, till a flock of swans spied him there and very soon agreed, you're a very fine swan indeed. What? Be a swan? Go on. Sure, you're a swan. Go look in the lake and see. And he looked, and he saw, and he said, why, it's me. I am a swan. I'm not such an ugly duckling. No feathers, all stubby and brown. And in fact, these birds in so many words said, the best in town. The best, the best, the best in town. Not a quack, not a quack, not a waddle or a crack, but a glide and a whistle and a snowy